This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A new jobs report with clues as to whether we've got a real recovery going.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The long-awaited monthly jobs report is out this morning. It shows 217,000 jobs added, about as expected. The unemployment rate steady at 6.3%. Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financials, joins us to break the numbers down. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark.
So what were your key takeaways from this report besides the big headlines?
From a market perspective, everything is as expected. So you might not see a big reaction, but you know, for the rest of us looking at this number, we added 250,000 jobs on average in the first 2 months of the quarter. That's really terrific. It's a very nice gain, consistent with a rebound in economic activity.
So put this in more of a big picture sense. What does this report say about the kind of progress we're making overall?
Well, one of the things you really want to see is widespread job gains. You want to see a lot of industries participating, and we had growth this month in manufacturing, in construction, in retail, leisure and hospitality, and healthcare. Looking at the unemployment rate, it was unchanged. But boy, you know, it just tumbled in the prior 3 months. So seeing it hold steady at 6.3%, that's good news too. It suggests to me that even though GDP growth fell 1% in the first quarter, which normally would, that's the kind of sharp drop that means recession more often than not. Now we're seeing job growth that's consistent with a strong rebound in the second quarter, maybe 4 or even 5%, and we can look forward to a healthy economy for the rest of the year.
Okay, Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
California Chrome runs for horse racing's Triple Crown tomorrow at the Belmont Stakes. Great champions are worth a fortune for their breeding potential. $60 million values, not unheard of. But as Conrad Wilson reports, even if he wins, Chrome probably won't be worth that kind of money.
In the world of horse racing, winning is only half of what determines what a horse is worth. What really matters? Who's your daddy?
Pedigree. Breeders look to that as probably the most important component of the two.
Peter Bradley III is one of the top bloodstock agents in the country for thoroughbred racing. He says California Chrome is an incredible horse, but doesn't have the bloodline to command such high stud fees.
He's a souped-up Ford who's outrunning the Ferraris.
Bradley guesses that today California Chrome is worth about $15 million, thanks to his Triple Crown run.
The marketing people at all of the brands that would be interested in this could care less about lineage.
Dan Burton at San Diego State University says there's huge marketing potential for California Chrome. Already the shoe company Skechers has signed on. But what if he loses?
Well, I think you pretty much heard the end of California Chrome.
In which case, that $15 million doesn't look so bad after all. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.
Workplace diversity and its impact is a hot topic, subject of many studies. One that caught our eye because of the World Cup starting next week looks at whether diversity makes pro soccer teams better. University of California, San Diego political scientist Sebastian Sayegh is one of its authors. Good morning, Sebastian.
Good morning, Mark.
You and your colleagues chose to use soccer as a way to look at diversity issues because the salaries give you a sense of how good each player is, so that helps you separate out the impact of pure talent. Also, soccer teams, they're easier to measure than companies. You just kind of look at who scores more goals. So doing that, what did you learn about what diversity's impact is?
Well, what we found in our study is that more diverse teams score more goals and they beat their opponents more often. So what we conclude is that for the kind of task that soccer teams are engaged in, diversity is actually good.
So why do you think teams that are more internationally diverse tend to do better?
It has to do with the nature of the task the team is supposed to do. So in the case of soccer, the analogy will be with, you know, problem solving or research and development. So the idea that you may have a player who grew up in a different context might help the team in sometimes breaking a deadlock, in sometimes, you know, bringing that extra creative edge that, you know, a team of players that are all composed of very homogeneous, similarly trained players will now be able to do.
So what can we learn from looking at soccer teams that applies to how we think about the value of diversity at work or in education?
The underlying conceptual idea behind our study is that the nature of the task, it's the one that determines whether diversity is good or bad for team production. When it's not a routine task, like in an assembly line, but rather when it's about research, when it's about finding new ways of solving problems, when it's about doing things in different ways to cut costs or do things more productively, then diversity tends to have this beneficial impact on team production.
Okay, Sebastian Sayegh, thanks very much.
Great talking to you.
And finally, the verdict is in. Beastie Boys over Bro Beverages. The rap group won $1.7 million in a copyright violation case against Monster Energy Drinks. The hyper-caffeinated company used their music in an online video. Something of a rarity in the industry, the Beastie Boys don't license their songs for ads. It's even spelled out in the will of group member MCA, who died in 2012. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.